back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure this week to have Christine Fairbanks with me, Education Policy Fellow at Sutherland Institute. Lisa Walker is here, certified athletic trainer and teacher at Springville High School. And Shauna Scott-Bellicomo is here, former president of the Women's State Legislative Council and past president of the Utah Women's Lobby. May I just ask for a follow-up to what we were talking about before the break? You mentioned, Shauna, about how the media was reluctant to report on some of this, in part because there is a fear, and I've felt it, of being labeled anti-Semitic. If you ask a question about what's happening in Gaza, that anything short of complete and total support for everything Israel does would be seen as anti-Semitic. Don't you think it's possible, maybe more than possible, maybe it's important that we be able to have a conversation without the immediate labeling? I don't know. Do you want to speak to that anymore, Shauna?
Well, I think we see that across the board in many different situations, you know, and I think that's one of the things even that Governor Cox has tried to bring out. Can we disagree better? Does it always have to be, you know, one party, one political party against the other, one religion against the other? Why, you know, we've tried to always stress in America, you know, if you don't agree with your government leaders, that you can speak out, yet you may be labeled as you're not supporting the troops if you're on the left, on the right, that you're a racist if you say something. And so we do this all of the time. And it's a way to shut down the other side and immediately criticize and not allow their voices to even be heard.
What do we do, Christine, to get past that labeling and have these important conversations?
That's a fantastic question, probably the big question in the room. I mean, I think it does take some leaders that are in positions of power to set an example. I think that actually is very important and instructive, but I think we also just have to be willing as a personal ethic to say, I'm going to listen first rather than speak first, or understand perhaps where this person's coming from. Because I think that is terrifying when you're saying, I'm afraid to ask a question. You know, that's a bad position to be in, because questions are honest. That doesn't say you're going to land on one particular camp or the other. It's just a question. So as individuals, I think we just have to commit. I think also being careful a little bit about how we consume media, because certain types of media, I think, rub off on us, and we start to become like what we see and what we read.
Yeah, I heard, and I don't know the name of the legislature, this legislator, this was from Washington, who called these protests mini Gazas or little Gazas. I thought, I'm not sure what the criticism is inherent in there. I know it's not good. But I wondered, he's not doing what you're suggesting, Christine, which is listening. We could listen more and find out what is the basis of, I mean, these students are, yes, they're young people, but they have passion around an issue and they deserve our attention, I think.
This whole thing has actually caused me to read things I haven't read before, ask questions that I didn't understand parts of the world. And so in that way, yes, it has stirred a conversation. At the same time, as I was mentioning, you know, the protest is an interesting tool because it sometimes can backfire. If people get so much negativity, or if there's so much extreme behavior that really does need to be addressed and quickly, which I think is absolutely real and happening across the nation too, it can actually hurt the cause, you know,
yes.
and it shuts down the conversation, because then you can write them off as extremists. You don't need
yes.
to understand anything about it.
I wonder, Lisa, how do we get to that place where, you know, a violent protest or an illegal protest is not the choice, because there is a legitimate way to express your political feelings or ask questions on this issue in a more productive way?
I don't know. It does make me think of a few things, which I don't even know if they would be logistically possible. But I know there are certain things, right? You have to almost like apply at the university saying, hey, we want to have this gathering and whatever. And I'm wondering if that was able to be enforced a little bit better if, when the application came in, now we have a topic, maybe a conversation occurs, and maybe the media doesn't get involved until a background conversation has occurred, so that the actual facts can come out instead of just one extreme opinion over another extreme opinion. But it would be nice to have legitimate educational pieces that revolve around these things that hit the news, because a lot of knee-jerk reactions occur And then you are afraid to voice an opinion, to ask a question for fear of being placed in, you know, one camp over another, when reality is probably most of society, I would guess, at least if they had the facts, would be somewhere reasonable down the middle. But yeah, that doesn't make news, right? That doesn't keep people coming. You know better than we do.
I do. Amanda,
right? So I think that should be kept in context with the average person, and stay away from unreasonable sources of news.
Yeah. And I'm just reluctant to dismiss as a group college students protesting on campuses. They've been right about things in the past. Do they go about it in an immature way? Sure. But I mean, were they right to protest the Vietnam War? I think that's without a doubt. We've shown through the Pentagon Papers and other things that we were lied to repeatedly by several administrations, and they had a right to protest. Did they have a right to protest apartheid in South Africa in the 80s when I was a college student? Absolutely. Were they right about that? You bet they were right about that. Are they right? Will history show they were right about this, that perhaps our complete financial and other support of everything the Israeli government is doing should have been questioned in the particular, should have been looked at in a more nuanced way? History may show they were right. So I hesitate, Shauna, to write them off as a group as just they don't know what they're talking about.
Right. And one of my fears that I'm seeing pop up across, you know, all media across the land is exactly what Lisa was stating. And now it's that, oh, if you send your child to college, you know, are they getting an education or are they being taught to be an activist? And I think even the school board member that didn't win her seat at the convention, you know, also made a statement about, you know, are we raising our children to ask questions or to be activists? And I thought, I thought that was a good sign of education, that you're raising them to be activists and ask questions, because that's the way my parents raised me. And so, of course, we don't support destruction of property. Again, like I said, other people have joined those protests, or you always have some extreme members of each group that always will go down that route. And it's up to the group to pull those members back.
I want to talk more about college. We brought up college education in general. Let's talk more about some choices that Gen Z is making in that regard. When we come back, this is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.